Georgia's former education standards were used to help write the Common Core. Therefore, State Superintendent John Barge says if the General Assembly were to repeal the standards, it wouldn't largely affect state officials. But he says there's one group it will impact significantly.
The difficulty would be teachers once again being asked to change what they do. And they've just really have felt so jerked around for the last couple of years, changing so often that it would just be another change. And it's pretty frustrating for them. They really want to be left alone at this point to teach.
Georgia schools just finished year one of Common Core implementation in math and English language arts. Because most textbooks hadn't aligned to the standards last year, teachers had to mine their own resources. Tony Lujan Green is a fourth grade math and science teacher at Westside Elementary School in Marietta.
It's very time consuming to start from scratch. There isn't a textbook. And, you know, hopefully in the area of math, this will spark textbooks that are better written.
And that's where teachers are focused, on their classrooms, says Tim Callahan, a spokesperson for the Professional Association of Georgia Educators.
The politics of it that sort of blossomed from, is it a federal program or is it one that was brought to us by governors and state chiefs? I don't think educators are thinking very much about those things. They're thinking about their classroom, the curriculum, and how they can work with their kids on these things.
Governor Nathan Deal recently issued an executive order denouncing any federal interference in Georgia education policy. Deal, Barge, and other key Republicans have publicly supported the Common Core. However, the controversy has kept some local school districts from adopting textbooks and other materials aligned to the standards. For example, the Cobb County School Board has delayed such a vote, citing uncertainty about the future of Common Core. That has frustrated some teachers who are concerned they'll start the school year without the materials they need. Martha Dalton, WABE News.